there's a little of a colloquium that happened last week. I think it may be ongoing, but the purpose of it is, or was, to introduce and showcase books and art and the art of books, which are what and how did it go? Well, we have in our Johannesburg studio David Payton, who's a senior lecturer in the Department of Visual Arts at UJ, University of Johannesburg. Hi there, David.
Hi, Nancy.
Nice to have you with us. Thank you very much. Booknesses. What a lovely title. What a lovely word. Booknesses. It's all about, is it ongoing? Has it completed? Just give us the background.
Nancy, part of the project has come and gone, and the parts that have finished are our workshops and our international colloquium. And what remains until the 5th of May are two exhibitions of book arts. The first exhibition at the UJ Art Gallery is a remarkable collection of artists' books from the Jack Ginsburg collection here in Johannesburg. And the second exhibition, also closing on the 5th of May, at the FADA Gallery of the university, is an exhibition of South African artists' books, which is a collection of objects made by well-known and established artists, as well as lesser-known people and students.
So there are a number of things there. So we're looking at, we'd be interested to know what the international colloquium covered, but these exhibitions of artists' books, I suppose what those glossy, wonderful coffee table books where you see full colour plates of artists' work, is that what you mean? Or are you looking at, because these days artists, for them a book is another medium.
That's correct. We are not talking about books about artists or books about art. We're talking about the artwork in the form of a book. So they are fully fledged artworks across a range of media and materials. Some of these objects look like books and others don't look like books at all. They are rather intriguing objects and materials.
So they could then presumably be one-offs?
Yes. Anything from a large edition, which in this country is very rare, given the tiny market for such objects, right the way through to one-offs, unique objects.
Do many artists, just whilst we're on this, do many artists sort of embrace the book as a medium, or is it something that's quite new?
It's not new, but it's a niche field in South Africa, and I think that's one of the reasons why we felt that it was time to re-expose the Jack Ginsburg collection to a South African, and particularly a Johannesburg audience, but also to encourage young artists, students, to see the potential in the book as an artwork. So, of course, overseas, whether it's Europe or Britain, the United States, even Russia and Australia, the book arts has quite a long history, going back to the works of Ed Ruscha in the 1970s, which began the genre. But here in South Africa, because we don't have any formal courses in the book arts, you can't do or study a course on the book arts in South Africa as you can, say, in the United States. The field of artists' books in South Africa as a practice is relatively small. And so we felt that it was time to go big and have these two exhibitions.